This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The UN Secretary General said the damage COVID-19 has done globally will not be undone by a vaccine, and a full recovery will take years, if not decades. Antonio Guterres told a high-level special session of the General Assembly Thursday, quote, "We face the biggest global recession in 8 decades, and these intergenerational impacts are not due to COVID-19 alone. They are the result of long-term inequalities and injustices that have been exposed by the pandemic," end quote. Nearly 80 heads of state and government are addressing the 2-day summit by video, which will also include presentations from scientist experts and the head of several UN agencies, including the Director General of the World Health Organization. Austria has started voluntary mass testing for the coronavirus in a move that officials hope will prevent long, hard lockdowns in the future. AP's Charles de la Desma reports.
The fast antigen test kicks off days before Austria starts loosening tough lockdown measures that have been in place since mid-November. Positive tests will be backed up by conventional tests within 24 hours and contacts quarantine if they're confirmed. Italy's South Tyrol province, which borders Austria, already has conducted mass tests, following the example of Slovakia, which moved to slow infections and to avoid a second lockdown by testing nearly two-thirds of its people in one weekend last month. I'm Charles de la Desma.
French President Emmanuel Macron proposed Thursday a donation mechanism to make COVID-19 vaccine available to priority groups of people in developing countries. In a pre-recorded speech before the UN General Assembly's first special session on COVID-19, Macron said whether the vaccine come from Europe, China, Russia, or the United States, whether they are the fruit of donations from states